As students head back to school this month, schools face the challenge of balancing safety with trying to get students back in classrooms as soon as possible. This balance is especially tricky for the 36 vocational schools in the state, where hands-on learning is a key part of the experience for more than 30,000 students. Ernest Houle is superintendent of the Assabet Regional Technical High School in Marlboro. We spoke with him about the unique challenge of reopening his school this fall.
You know, we have the type of education that does not lend itself well to remote learning. Students choose to come to our school district to have that hands-on experiential learning. So one of our driving factors in going into a hybrid 50 model in which we have 50% of our students in the school district at one time is to get those folks in there, you know, technical programs. Luckily, we have very large shop spaces in which our technical programs function. We're maintaining a 6-foot distancing throughout our building. And of course, students will be wearing masks while that's happening.
So you teach automotive technology, you teach culinary. How's it going to work in those kinds of classes?
So for an example, in the automotive industry and in our technical program, we now need to look at how we would have students work on the same vehicle. Normally, you might do something with the component of the engine compartment, and two students would be working on that. In our new scenario, our new normal, as folks have said, you might have one student that gets assigned to working on the engine, but the other student may be working at the back end of the car.
I could sure see how that would be pretty difficult in a class like automotive technology, where a student might be working on a vehicle component that's deep in an engine compartment that a teacher supervising that student can't see from 6 feet away.
Correct. So the instructor themselves might have to have the student step back away from the engine compartment. They would come in, they would go and, you know, maybe doing demonstration for that particular student who's a little bit away. We're working on the potential of using some GoPros and some other manners in which there'd be a close-up look to see what's happening within that engine compartment. We're taking all of those precautions into consideration as we look to reopen the school district.
What have you heard from students and families about these new methods?
We put out a student survey that 95.9% of our students and families want to be back either in a hybrid model or a complete in-person model. I've had a few teachers that, you know, due to either medical or childcare type situations, that we had to make some accommodations for them, but the majority of the teachers all want to be back in the building. So we have just under 1,200 students that attend Assabet Valley, and for the most part, the majority of those students are returning to be in person.
If I'm reading you right, it sounds like you're pretty optimistic that your plan's going to work for this fall. What are you most worried about?
We can create the best PPE scenario and also the protocols and procedures. One thing we cannot control is the human aspect, but we're educators, and that's what we do, is to educate young people. I think the largest concern that we have is the potential budget impacts. We did have a $1.6 million shortfall, so it has had an impact on our staffing levels. We've had to have a reduction in staff. But then the other thing is also from the state level, the unknown budget shortfalls that potentially will grip the state based on what the state revenue looks like at the end of the school year.
Big picture, Superintendent, for many years now, there has been great demand for programs such as yours at vocational schools all around the Commonwealth. How do you think the pandemic affects the future of your school and others like it?
I think what the pandemic is going to do, we will see a lot of folks that are unemployed or underemployed looking for some additional workforce training. We do focus on our 9 through 12 students, but also workforce development for adults in the Commonwealth. I think vocational schools will be looked at as a potential educational solution for workforce development for those adults. I actually think it will put them at a better advantage to be able to go directly into the workforce or whatever option they choose after high school.
Ernest Houle, superintendent of the Assabet Regional Technical High School in Marlboro, thanks very much for speaking with us, and good luck.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a pleasure.